At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4133. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and my car.
Montgomery!
And you, Arnhem and Drew. On tap today, we celebrate the good old US of A on a Bad Choice Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Plus headlines, a bedroom shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drink-a-dee-drum.
All right, here we go. Minnesota community gets upset when they hear a Starbucks is coming to town. Meanwhile, one man's huge vinyl collection is making his old lady frown. Pennsylvania man tries to steal a washer-dryer from Walmart. He gets two lawnmowers instead. A woman steals thousands of dollars in baseball bats to whack her old man in the head. And a man caught doing 117 miles per hour had a crayon-drawn license plate.
Yeah.
That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, it's been a tough 24 hours for the shipping and delivery world. A freight train derailed in a Chicago suburb yesterday, sparking evacuations for nearby homes and businesses. Now, it's not entirely sure what the train was carrying, but the official word is, quote, various substances. Meanwhile, in California, traffic was snarled for hours after a truck overturned and spilled 8 tons of avocados onto the highway. And in Connecticut, a manure truck overturned and covered several homes and cars in poop. Now, the good news is Connecticut knows how to deal with this kind of thing. About a year ago, poop spilled from a semi, coating the roads in such a deep film of turds that it led to several car crashes because of how slick the roads had become. Now, none of these things happened on purpose, of course, but even accidental spills, well, they lead to accountability. You might remember years ago, a woman sued McDonald's after she got third-degree burns around her moneymaker when they spilled hot coffee in her lap at a drive-thru. Well, there's been several more lawsuits since then, and now a man in New Jersey. He launched a lawsuit against McDonald's for the exact same reason.
Then a different man, he's suing American Airlines after a flight attendant spilled hot coffee on him. And a woman in Texas is suing a local restaurant after they spilled hot beans in her lap. That's right, hot beans. It's not funny, it just sounds funny. Now, obviously not every spill has to hurt. Sometimes it just takes out an entire live broadcast at a radio station. Case in point, it was Halloween night last year. The Utah Jazz are facing the Denver Nuggets. And a fan knocked his beer over and it spilled into all of the equipment of the broadcast. So the Utah Jazz broadcast team, just off the air for most of the first quarter. Oopsie doodle.
They didn't miss anything.
They really didn't. But hey, man, today we're talking about spills, stuff that spilled on you, stuff that spilled near you, stuff that you spilled, stuff that someone else spilled. It's all about spills. So today we want to know what spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up.
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All of it, fellas. Away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4133. What a large and in charge program we have for you today on this positive Friday.
Hell
guaranteed
yeah.
Future repeat. That is a fact. Big show, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. What a late night we had last night. Coming up with some tongue twisters for
Ted. God, man, yeah.
Lo and behold, we have a listener submitted, Ted versus the FCC.
I just wish we had known.
And this comes from our buddy and regular listener, Jimmy the Produce Guy.
Oh, Jimmy the Produce
Guy.
Yeah, it's about a guy named Buck, and he ended up with Big Dirk's Big Tick. And Kelly Kent involved in the
Kelly. And haven't heard from her in a while.
Yeah, in the tongue twister.
That seems to be the one I scream.
So that's
Kelly.
That's our listener submitted Ted versus the FCC coming up for this afternoon. So that should be a good one.
Thanks for staying up, Miles.
Yes. Oh, what else do we have for you today? Oh, by the way, programming note: if you do not have the Odyssey app, download that now. First thing you want to do when you get on there is you want to search for the Men's Room. Now, if you happen to miss the show, if you want to listen over the 4th of July weekend, catching up on previous episodes, a lot of people listen at night or catch us in the morning or midday doing whatever they're doing. If you subscribe to our daily podcast, what will you find every Friday morning?
What will you find?
The brand new Men's Room Happy Hour weekly podcast. That gets downloaded every single Friday morning. So episode number 15 is there. We're doing a weekly podcast with the Happy Hour. That's how you get it. Basically, you subscribe to the daily podcast. Boom, it shows up on Friday morning if you need a little extra Men's Room for you, Monday through Friday. Keep in mind, there is a condensed version of the Men's Room, kind of a greatest hits weekly podcast that is on the Odyssey app as well. Don't forget Men's Room Radio for all your 4th of July needs is on there as well. So if you don't have the Odyssey app, download that now and check out the Happy Hour and episode number 15. What else do we have for you today? Oh, yeah. We will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. That's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Damn. Here is the best news you're ever going to want to hear. We are going to celebrate the good old USA on a Bad Choice Friday with Katy Perry.
Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make them go, oh, oh, oh. You're going to leave them all in.
Now, I have to tell you, if my daughter was in her room singing like that, I'd be like, baby, give it up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, wouldn't you? Like, man, you're smart. There's other talents. If she's in there screaming like that, I'm going to be like, there's no way in hell.
She does not have a great voice, but
no,
she's insanely popular.
Yeah. And she makes pop music.
And very attractive.
Yes. I'm with you. I don't know that I'd say she's the best singer of all time.
I'd be like, what? Yeah,
she makes pop music.
Baby, what is coming from that bedroom?
Love this song.
Should we check on her? Katy Perry and Firework taking on Neil Goddamn Diamond.
On the boats and on the never looking back again. They're coming to America. Home. Don't it seem so far away?
Get it, Neil.
Will it be the Jewish Elvis or the ultra-conservative Methodist?
Right.
Katy Perry and Firework taking on Neil Diamond in America. Well, our parents are very, very religious.
I just like both those songs.
Yeah.
And those songs back-to-back would encourage, if you like weird stuff, listen to that Men's Room Radio channel.
That's true, man. Whatever you like, it's going to show up.
It's a lot like this.
Katy Perry, Firework, Neil Diamond. In America, vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Now, on our question today, we're going to talk about things that have spilled. Maybe they spilled on you. Maybe you spilled them on someone else. I don't think there is a waiter or waitress listening to this program that has not either spilled something all over the restaurant floor, on customers, in the kitchen.
Guaranteed.
It's bound to happen. I have seen it happen personally. Thought it was absolutely one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
It's funny every time. I mean, unless it spills on you, but otherwise, it's hilarious. I mean,
things spill all the time. Or, on the flip side, the biggest mess that you've ever had to clean up. So that's the question. We start with a story out of Connecticut. Now, a resident of Pomfrey was sitting inside their home, just minding their own business, when they heard a huge crash. What they found? The stuff of nightmares. A manure truck overturned after an accident at a, quote, tricky intersection on Bremen Hollow Road.
Tell me it was a roundabout.
Not only, it spilled its contents out onto a home, cars all over a lawn and the surrounding area. It was quite literally a pressurized container full of poop that exploded all over their home and property. This was not one of those things where it began to leak. The gases that had built up in that tank from all of the manure, when the pressure hit and when the truck tipped over on its side, it literally exploded in manure. It hit a car. The car had its window down.
Oh, no.
It blew crap all through the window of the car. Pushed the car down the driveway, exploded crap all over the home.
Did you see a picture of the house?
Oh, it's covered.
I mean, there's no part of that house that you can see that is not covered in crap.
Yes, yes. The NBC Connecticut TV crew, they were sent out there to speak with a homeowner. By the way, everyone was disgusted with the smell of the area. The cleanup crew to the neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
To the reporters who showed up. The house was completely covered in Duke. Of course, manure This is animal dung. It is used primarily for fertilizer and for farming and all that. It is not human feces, but that does not make the smell any better.
In fact, make you feel, I don't care the source of poop if the poop is covering my house.
It smells worse. Nor does it lower the bacteria count. Spray painted across a property. I will say this. I have a feeling that next year that's going to be the greenest patch of lawn she has.
Oh, guaranteed.
That is a fact.
There could be a drought. She's going to have a green
lawn.
That's
where I would plant my corn.
Yeah.
Right where that spilled, I would change where my garden is. That's where I would let my garden grow. Now, the neighbor they spoke with was more concerned with how the truck was upside down and sliding. So she went outside after she heard the initial crash. That was the truck turning over on its side and flipping.
All right.
When she walked outside, the truck was still sliding down the road before it then exploded all over this woman's house.
Did she get covered in anything?
She did not.
Okay.
She said the truck was upside down, slid down the hill until it hit a car, and then it blew the animal dung all over the street and property. She did, however, go on to say how sad it was because, and honest to God, if you watch the interview that they did with the TV station, she starts to choke up a little bit because the little old woman that lives in that house, she had spent the last week and a half redoing her yard, planting things, pressurizing and pressure washing and all the different things. She had all a bunch of, she was out there pulling her own weeds. She had a crew to come out and pressure wash her house. She had planted her garden or her flowers or whatever the hell it was. And the woman was almost, she was almost in tears about the fact that this poor woman, basically lost it all in a flood of crap.
And now flood of crap.
Yeah. Now has this huge mess that she needs to clean up.
How, speaking of poop on a house, I know you were with someone, I will not say who it was. You're walking back to
my brother-in-law.
Yeah, it was your brother-in-law, who's kind of a slob anyway, but just could not make it back to your home. And you were what, directly next door to your house. And he drops his pants diarrhea.
We were a block away. That's
okay. Is that coming back from, like, is he drunk or anything? Or
well, no.
Is this just, okay, just right, okay. He just all can't right. hold his poop?
Okay, truth be told. All right. This is, what's the best way to describe this? This is a very sedentary individual. All right.
So sedentary.
When you're an East Coast person.
He does nothing.
When you're an East Coast person, you pull into your driveway and you walk 20 feet to your front door and you go in there and you sit your ass down and you eat dinner, whatever. Then you get up. You drive someplace to work, you park in front, you walk in. As far as trails in the area, in the Baltimore area, sidewalks, things where you might go and exercise, most of the time if you're going anywhere, you pull into a strip mall, that's where your restaurant is. Needless to say, he was not and is not used to walking.
Okay.
We go golfing.
In spite of having legs that work.
He gets a cart. So we were down at the Pacific Inn, which is famous for their fish and chips.
Mm.
If you're looking for fish and chips, you haven't been to the PI, go down there and get yourself some, or a fish sandwich. Same fish from the fish and chips.
It good is stuff. That good.
It is. Seriously that good.
So yeah. We go down there, we get some dinner. Maybe it was a greasy hamburger. Maybe it was fish and chips. I don't know. Either way, few beers, few cocktails. We start walking up Stone Way. Now, Stone Way is a slight gradual hill.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy by any stretch of the imagination. We make it four blocks to 40th, which is not the longest walk in the world. If you know anything about Stone Way, you're kind of by the 7-Eleven. Start heading one block to my home, block and a half to my home. And he says, man, I'm not going to make it. And I'm looking at my house. And I'm thinking to myself, it is right there. You can make this. And then all of a sudden, just in general conversation, he's gone. And I look over, and now he's got his back against these people's home. His pants around his ankles. And he literally just spackled the bottom of this Craftsman. And it was about three shots. It wasn't a one blower.
What time of day?
We left at 8:30. This is in the summertime. It's still kind of light outside.
Oh, that makes it worse.
Right. So I'm like, oh no. So there's more to the story. So we get up to, and this is the first night he is in
town. This is night one.
This is the first night he's in town.
Starting off good.
He spackles the town, all right? He's staying for a week, by the way, Ted, which is what East Coast people do.
I am quite aware this weekend.
Did you wait for him, or did you wander off towards your place?
I waited for him. I was checking for cars. He was kind of off to the side. I thought, we're okay, all right? So let's just assume that this happens on a Sunday night, all right? Okay. Now,
Now, the Lord's Day.
Yeah. Now, okay, so the first, okay, the next morning, I got to walk my dogs. So I think I had one dog then. I had to walk my dog. So I go down there to check out this. I got to check out the scene to see what's going on, just because I need to see this now. So I walk down past the house, different route than I normally take. And there is a dog in the yard, all right, sniffing around with its owner. Now, the owner does not realize what this dog is doing and what it's smelling.
Okay.
All right, but I know. And then I walk by, and I see the house completely spackled. I mean, totally spackled and crap, right? And I'm like, oh, my God. And it was more than I thought. It looked like, I don't know. I can't even describe. It looked like someone threw a ball of mud on the side of the house. Because it wasn't as liquidy as I thought it was going to be. Like,
oh, God.
It's kind of like a, you know, I don't know, like a toilet paper
like
ball.
Like soft and sticky kind of thing.
Yeah, that thing needed to be peeled off. And the sun was hitting it, too. Anyway, so do the loop around and come back. And I'm like, well, that's that. So whatever. Went to work the next day. Tuesday comes around. I think it was like Tuesday or Wednesday night. All right. We're getting ready to do something. I think I took those days off. Like I took Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm going to be in town. But Monday, Tuesday, we worked. So Wednesday, we're getting up. We're going to go play golf someplace or whatever we're going to do. And he says to me, he says, hey, man, I need a favor. I was like, yeah, sure, man. What's up? And he's like, do you have a towel? I'm going to take a shower. I was like, oh, man, Ian, I'm sorry. I didn't put a towel down in your bathroom. He's like, no, man, just all I need is like if you have like some soap and shampoo or whatever, you know, I'm just going to take a shower now. And I was like, Sunday, Monday, Sunday, crap. Tuesday, Monday.
You didn't take a shower after crapping.
This is three days later. And he's going to take a shower now. I'm just thinking about my guest bedroom.
Right.
Just like,
how could you not shower for 3 days, but especially after you pooped on the side of a house?
That was my thought. Immediately.
Don't you feel like the conversation you had with your kid? Well, how did you not take a shower after
typically
pooping?
I'm much better about, like, I did change the sheets. I did put stuff in his room. I did clean his room and did all those things, vacuumed and got it ready to go. I am pretty good about putting a towel, a washcloth, and, you know, making sure that there's at least soap in there.
Yeah, you're Martha.
Well, it's guess. So I didn't do it. I totally forgot to do that part of it.
Right.
And when he said it all clicked in, like, oh yeah, I didn't put it to, oh my God, it's been 3.5 days. And I thought to myself, what did you clean up with? Like, what did you clean? Did you?
Because he didn't wipe his ass after he pooped on the house. I mean, if he did, but he had to do it at your house.
Right.
You still had to walk a block and a half with that nasty ass.
That's correct.
And even after I wipe my ass, like, I really want to take a shower.
That's correct.
All these but things, he didn't.
He did not.
And he slept on your sheets in your bed.
That would be the first thing. That would be like, I'm going to take a shower real quick. I'll meet you upstairs.
Right, that is the first thing I want to do.
We'll get stoned, ASAP.
We'll get stoned to watch TV in a second here. Just give me 20 minutes, you know. But no, it was Wednesday. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, and then I thought, you never asked for a trash bag. I know for a fact that...
Did he just pack them again?
I don't know. I know he did not use my washing machine.
He is so gross.
I know
that dude is so gross.
I know that, you know, he didn't ask for like a small trash bag.
Right.
Or a grocery store bag. Or, like with me, he threw it away.
Where? Is it in the bathroom trash can?
I don't know. I do not know. I had a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, I'm a thrill. As soon as we got back, first of all, I wouldn't have pooped on your neighbor's house. But as soon as we got back, I would have been like, I got to go take a shower. I am really sorry.
Yeah.
Those seem like the next two acts.
I have pooped
on apologize
the house,
for crapping on your neighbor's house, and I need to shower.
That should have been exactly what happened next.
Right?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
And it was right beside the downstairs window.
Oh, damn.
So he was like in between two windows.
Is he single?
Jesus.
I start calling my toilet downstairs window.
Honestly, and I thought about that too. I was like, it'd almost be better if he crapped on the glass as far as the cleaning aspect.
Right.
Whoa. What is that, Mom? What spilled?
Or what's big bird?
That's awful.
What's the biggest mess that you've ever had to clean up? 206-803.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Well, we filed a lawsuit after allegedly having hot beans spilled on her at McAllen Mexican Restaurant. Valerie Bearhouse is seeking restitution of up to $250,000. She's trying to get that money from Pancho's Mexican Nuevo Restaurant. She ordered a container of beans at the drive-thru and was handed it in a paper bag. Without knowledge that the bottom of the paper bag contained the beans and were soaked, she reached for the bag and the container of beans fell out and opened up, spilling its extremely hot contents. They were spilled right onto the woman's lap in her area there. Abdomen, inner thigh, and on the bits. Lawsuit states the restaurant's employee's negligence caused her to sustain serious and permanent personal injuries. Our question, what spilled or what was the biggest mess that you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
So, I work for a company. We make a product called magnesium hydroxide. We have plants in a few states. And we were breaking ground on one in Texas.
I have a question for you. What is that? Sir. What is the application of that?
Of magnesium hydroxide?
Yeah, what do you use it for?
So magnesium hydroxide, it is used in the process of wastewater treatment. It raises the pH value of it. It also has other applications. It can be used for odor control and some other things.
All right.
Yeah. So anywho, we have a plant that is being built in Texas, and we have shipped a guy up from Texas to learn at our plant. So he has been learning how to make the product now for a couple of months, and my boss feels like, hey, we can leave you on your own. You got me at the plant. I'll be making a delivery, but everything should theoretically be fine. So I go off and make a delivery. It's the middle of summer, and I come back to the yard. I start making a backing maneuver close to the bay doors, and I see our product all on the ground. And I mean, it is everywhere. I hop out of the truck, go up, asked my coworker what happened. He's like, oh, man, I was transferring one product from one storage tank to another, and I overfilled it. And it is, and it happened quite literally 20 minutes before I got to the yard. And I'm just like, oh, dear Lord.
Now, is it a powder? Is it a liquid? What are we looking at?
It is a liquid. So it is in a powdered form first before we make it. And speaking of which, earlier that week, another one of my coworkers forgot to put the product tube into the tank where we make our product and ended up spraying the powder all over the place. So he was already in the process of cleaning all that stuff all week. And now we just added the slurry to everything. And it was
Fairness aside, wouldn't that kill most of the bacteria and everything else on the floor in the work area?
It would at least coat everything.
Okay. All right. So I figure if it can break down human waste, and that's what it's used for. It's
how much?
No, it doesn't break down human waste. It raises the pH value of the treated water.
Okay. I don't know the science of that, but I think I understand.
So how many gallons spilled when he overfilled us? Is it a 10-gallon drum? Is it 50 gallons? What are we talking about?
No. Let's see. I just delivered about 300,000 pounds of this product to a plant in Everett. So I think he probably overfilled, I'd say about 100, 200, maybe 300 gallons worth.
Okay.
Good God, man.
No thanks.
Yeah, you know, the only thing I've had like that at work, and I've told this before, but worked at a pizza place. Me and my roommate, we worked together. We worked the night shift. But like anything, you prep for the day shift. So one of the things we had to do, you make the dough, and then you put dough in a single 5-gallon bucket. You put plastic over that, and then you tie the plastic on tight. It is important to tie the plastic on tight. So we go out, man. We get beers, all this. Phone rings. It's like 7:30 in the morning. And it's our boss. We are super hungover. And he's like, hey, bit of a southern accent. Y'all going to need to come back to work. We're working tonight. He's like, no, I understand that. You need to bring your asses, get your dumb ass friend Paul, and just come down to the restaurant. Like, what is going on? He said, look, I'll explain it when you get here. Fine, whatever. He doesn't seem mad, but he was very stern that we had to show up. So I wake Paul up. And again, we're just hungover. I'm like, dude. That's the boss. We got to go into work. He's like, what do we do? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe the place got robbed. Who knows, man? So we show up. We get down about 8:30. He walks us into the kitchen, opens the walk-in door, and it's like the movie The Blob. This single 5-gallon bucket, right? Because you got to let the yeast rise and all this kind of thing. Well, it blew the plastic off the top. And anytime you're in a walk-in, it's those kind of metal wire shelves.
Yeah. Like in your closet. Kind
of. Yeah, exactly. So all of the dough, it's gone between all the grooves where the wires are. It has crept over all the produce. It has covered up the milk. It's growing up the side of the walk-in. I mean, you open this walk-in, and it looks like someone shot the blob with a shotgun. And it's from this one 5-gallon bucket. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to leave it to y'all just to clean that up. By the time we were done cleaning up, it was time for us to start our night shift. Ugh. It was, and like I said, nobody was mad.
What do you do? Just put it in bags and throw it out?
We're going to throw it out. You can't use it at this point. So
I'm saying it's still going to keep growing in the bags, in theory.
That is exactly what it was doing.
Yeah, that's for the trash man to figure out.
Yeah, so the boss was like, look, man, I made more dough so we can get rocking and rolling. But he's like, you got to tie that S on there real tight because this is what happens. But it took us probably 8 hours to clean it up. I could not believe it was everywhere, man, everywhere. Like going up to
the
ceiling.
Did he pay you for those hours?
Yeah, I mean, we punched him.
All right, okay.
You know, he's like,
okay.
It wasn't a punishment. He was just like, I'm not cleaning this up. I'm not asking anyone else to clean it up. You yahoos made this happen. Like I said, he wasn't even mad. It was just like, you got to clean this up.
What spilled or what is the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So I'm a plumber, and I went to Gig Harbor to replace a grease trap. When I had written the estimate, the very first sentence said, grease trap must be emptied before arrival. Ew. I get there, go in, open it, it's completely full. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with grease traps, but basically it catches all of the nastiest stuff that goes down the drain in the restaurant before it goes into the sewer.
And it has an amazing smell.
Yes, it's like throw up times 10. So I took a look at it, didn't have time to come back, and figured, you know what, I can deal with this. So I got a big garbage bag, the thickest one they had, threw in a garbage can, got about 10 gallons of that in there, took it out to the street right across from Finn Holmes Market, if you know where that is, right in the middle of downtown Gig Harbor, hoisted that bag up, got it to the top of the trash can about chest level, and that bag exploded all over me. All over everything. And I'm panicking, you know, trying to figure out what to do and grab a hose, get it cleaned up before anybody finds out. And then people start coming out of businesses and they're coming up from the docks and everybody's going, oh my God, what is that smell? And I'm just panicking, trying to get it cleaned up before a city official or somebody drives by. And
but that wasn't your job to clean that thing out.
It even said clean it. So you're doing the best you can.
And I told her that. And when I walked back through the door of the restaurant completely covered in that, she had the most terrified look on her face. And I said, this is why I asked you to empty it before I got here. And oh, my God, it was horrible.
She probably looked terrified. I'm guessing you might not know this, but I'm guessing after that, when you walked in, it was probably your face that hit her with the terror. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I probably looked like I wanted to hurt someone.
All right. No, not that it. I don't know the formula, but is there a different smell on a grease trap compared to what the restaurant is serving?
Absolutely.
In other words, is there one grease trap that's going to be worse than a different place that has different...
And all the restaurants I've worked in, man.
Like an Italian restaurant compared to a Chinese restaurant, compared to a taco place, compared
I've worked
to a burger
at seafood place.
I've
worked at pizza places, I've worked at fine dining, and I can't explain it. Almost every grease trap just kind of smells the same. And it is... You would think a seafood restaurant would be the worst, right?
That's what I was going to say.
That make a difference. If you have the grease trap, like when you open that thing and you have to deal with it, it sucks. And it's maybe once a week we had to do it. And basically whoever got the short straw had to do it. But it is an inexplicable smell. And you wonder what happens in your body because it's all food.
And where do you put it?
It's just food.
Where do you put it?
There's a lot of companies that supply you with like a big metal drum. And all that's drained into there, then they come around and pick it up. It's almost like picking up the trash. We gave you the receptacle.
But this is not the stuff that they sell to cosmetic companies or any of that stuff, is it?
No, that's more like fryer oil.
Okay.
Hey, what plumbing company do you work for, Jeff?
Actually, Spartan Plumbing. It was kind of weird. I heard my commercial the second I got put on hold. I was like, wait, that's my voice.
Oh, right on.
Oh, there you go.
That's your voice?
I was actually in studio yesterday for our meeting and talked to Ted about blue crab.
Yeah, we were chatting up about crab.
Are you kidding me?
We got to teach you how to do a better commercial, how to do a better read. You know what I'm saying? I'm kidding. I didn't even hear it. We were smoking.
Did you guys enjoy that bottle of Jack I gave you a couple months ago?
Oh, was that you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What
do
you think the answer to that question is?
Well, you never know.
But that was really good stuff.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
That did not last long. A lot of it evaporated.
Yeah. In our bellies.
Yeah, it evaporated quick.
Someone left a lid off, I think.
Yeah.
Well, got hot. Enjoyed it.
Sure.
Yeah, we absolutely. Thank you for that.
That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Sorry about that. Hey, by the way, you did throw away everything you were wearing after the grease trap thing, I assume.
I'm a plumber, so I went and changed my clothes and finished the job.
All right. So what's good?
Well, it's funny, right? He's a plumber. We're talking about blue crabs. We said this before. There's very few things that smell as good as people steaming blue crabs.
Uh-huh.
With Old Bay, but like, there's nothing as bad as those dumpsters the next
day. Oh, my God.
Jesus. In the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, dude. That's
Yeah, you never eat blue crabs at 75-degree weather. It's always like 105. You're sweating.
I'll just put the shells in here.
And I don't think people understand when you're back there in Maryland, like the summers are so hot. And like sometimes you're like, where you park, you got to walk by those dumpsters. You're just like, God, it is awful. Then you get in there and like, I can't wait to eat.
I know.
Sometimes even when you park in a parking lot going to a restaurant and you park near a dumpster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to walk in.
Yeah. I'm saying. It's awful, but you still want to eat the food in there.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess that you have ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Also, beer lines. That's a very unique. Those yeast snakes.
Yeah, man.
God, that's awful.
You almost don't want to drink draft beer when you see them. Except that it's beer. Nothing's really going to stop me, but it kind of makes your stomach curdle.
Yeah.
I will say.
I don't think it's... It happens in every city, but unfortunately, there's a lot of bars who do not clean those enough.
They do not clean them enough. In fact, after the pandemic, places slowly start reopening. There was a bar that Miles and I frequented, and we're like, cool, man, they're back open. So we go in, bartender Luke, see him, and we're like, hey, man, you know our order. And he's like, listen, I can get you your shots that you guys like, but he's like, I'm going to give you a bottled and or canned beer. I'm like, what are you talking about? The taps. He goes, listen, we've been open in 2 years. They have not cleaned the lines. And we were like, but here's the thing. Other people would walk in that he didn't know. Oh, let me get a so-and-so on draft. He's like, coming right up, buddy.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, he didn't tell the other customers.
You got it.
Yeah, but he's like, sure, man, sure. But he told us, like, dude, you don't want to know. Here's a good one for, I don't know if good is the right word, but an interesting one from the text line. It says, back when I was a teenager, I worked in a grocery store, and someone dropped a colostomy bag in a public bathroom. Then an old guy went into the bathroom, and he slipped and fell in it. While on the ground, he peed himself and also threw up. His wife told me I rounded up cleaning supplies and went to clean up the mess. I threw up two times cleaning it up. I couldn't stop gagging, so then I just said, F it. I locked the bathroom, gave the old guy a change of clothes from the meat department.
The meat department has a change of clothes.
Who knew?
I guess so.
That's the place to go.
Here's some bloody whites.
Yeah, I'll take them over the poop.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So this was back in the mid-70s, and it was a fourth or fifth date for my future wife and I, so I was still trying to impress her. And we went out to a pretty nice restaurant, and white tablecloth, white napkins. And we got seated at the same time as a couple across the aisle, and everybody ordered margaritas because that's what you did back then. And this woman picked up her margarita and dropped it right in her lap. Didn't even get a drink out of it. And she stands up, and she's wearing some white kind of pants. And they're not very opaque once you put a margarita on them. And she realized, now it's the same as all, same time as all of us, that you could see the forest. And
was she underwear? She was underwear free.
Underwear free. And it was plain as day that there was no trimming going on.
Can't see the forest through the trees.
That poor girl was crying, and she's grabbing everything off of the table, trying to wipe it up, and realizes that's not going to help. So then she's grabbing napkins and just holding it over the area. And my wife handed her a couple of napkins, too, and she kind of ran out of the restaurant. My wife gave me a look. It's like, don't you dare laugh. And so I didn't. her boyfriend, whoever took her there, he knew better as well. He's like choking on following her out. He's trying not to.
You'll choke later, too.
I'm guessing that's
hilarious, but I felt so bad.
That image is burned in your head, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Okay. Her big, bushy downstairs. You can't see it.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
That's when it remembers from it. Like, you can just see it all. Don't you dare laugh. Like, come on, man.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, that's one of those ones, like, watching an older person take a tumble on, like, concrete. Like, you are concerned. Mm-hmm. But also, sure. It is hard not to crack a smile.
I thought I was going to get beat as a bussing ball tomorrow. I'm like 15, 16 years old, and there's a very old woman sitting in the very back of the bus, and she has a big brown paper grocery bag. Don't know what's in the bag. Doesn't matter. Anyway, the bus is hauling along. He takes this tight turn, man, and I mean, she flies out of the seat and just goes spilling down the aisle, and all of these oranges come rolling out of this bag. I don't know if the bag was nothing but oranges, but it was a sizable number of oranges. They're rolling around everywhere. Well, I laughed out loud, man. Everyone on that bus gave me the death stare, and I'm just like, oops. I mean, it was bad, bad. And we helped her up, got her back to the seat, but my initial reaction was, ha, ha, ha.
Mike,
I'm
did
the
you laugh when
one.
You tripped that blind guy in the bus? Was it hard to keep from knowing?
He was laughing before he did it.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Did anyone else laugh?
God, no. No, okay. I felt awful, and I felt all the eyes just staring at me, too. Like,
you know
no.
What? Mike's been lying. I was on that bus. He elbowed me and said, watch this, Ted.
Watch this, man.
Classic Mike Hawk.
Hold my beer.
What spilled or what's the biggest mess you've ever had to clean up? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.